Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
Hey, my guy.
Hey.
Hey.
All right, let's rock and roll. So we know in the training micro gym based, you know, models out there, there's kind of three general models. You got the one-on-one personal training gym, you got the class-based gym, and you've got the semi-private training gym. Now you got hybrids in between. You got some that do a little of each. You got some that just do one. And, you know, our flag in the ground here at ProFit, at Legacy Personal Training, and, you know, and with many of our clients, is semi-private training is the only path to a million-dollar gym on autopilot.
Yeah, it's the, your greatest opportunity, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, can you get there with a class-based gym? Yes, it takes you 500-something members based on averages. Can you do it on one-on-one? Yes, you can, but it takes you a ton of trainers to service that model. We have a whole training on this, guys. Maybe we'll put the link in the show notes. We got a calculator that helps you project. That Zach did is awesome. It's a projection calculator that he did a training on. It's fantastic. Kind of tells you exactly what your potential is. So after, you know, gym owners kind of see the light, they're like, okay, I'm going down this path. You know, it's a red ocean, large group training. Everybody in town's doing it. It's not hard to be, to enter that space. There's not a lot of equipment. It's usually a price, you know, war to the bottom, you know, and CrossFit fits into this model, by the way. That's a large group model, right? It's 1 to 15-ish, 10-ish, 8-ish. You know, again, you do the reports, you'll find out that the real average number of, you know, clients in a class is around 6. But we, you know, once they figure that out, they say, okay, I want to do semi-private training. This is the way, this is the goal. And we believe that to be true.
Yep.
They fall flat on their face when launching it.
Correct.
And it doesn't work. My clients don't want to do that. You hear this all the time. Like, they try to launch it, they add it to the price sheet one day, and they try to start selling it one day, and there's no big launch. There's no big announcement. There's no big state of the union, or what we teach our clients to do when they launch it, is to have a state of the union and make everybody aware of why, and why this is a better way, and all these things, what the benefit is to the consumer. Most of the time when gym owners fail at launching it, it's because they don't follow all the steps, or they just lob it out there and hope for the best, and they don't make a big deal about it. They just add it to the price sheet and try to start selling it, and they, you know, maybe tell a few clients here and there.
Yeah.
And that's really where we see the failure rate super high, is when that happens.
Yeah.
Okay. And so the other side of the coin is, we've got this playbook. We have a tried and true, do this, then that, get your pricing here, your schedule there, your coaches here, your programming there. We have this model, the step-by-step process in our accelerator program, and our switch to semiprivate.com, if you want to go check that out, that is like 100% success rate.
Yeah.
Every gym that does this gets it off the ground in a major way, has huge momentum, and then either one, rips the Band-Aid off after a certain point, or does it in the beginning, or phases it out over time. There's different ways that we've coached to. And I don't think one's just delaying the pain.
Yeah.
If you just, you know, rip the Band-Aid off in the beginning, everybody that's done the opposite, which is they would have just made all the changes up front and then just dealt with the repercussions, and then everything's fine, versus dragging it out over time. So,
well, I think it's risk mitigation, right? You have to consider, you know, how adverse are you to risk? What is your, I mean, because first thing first is, if you're moving your whole gym over, if you're going from a group training to a semi-private gym, The first thing that you have to do is figure out the math. I mean, because when it comes to the resistance around making that change for you as a gym owner, the reason you're resistant is not because, you know, your my clients won't. Well, my that's your thought, but the my clients won't is because you're afraid of losing the client and losing the revenue that the clients bring into your business and the need to go, you know, recoup that somewhere else. When we bring all of it to the math, to the paper, when we put it on paper and we say, okay, this is your current clientele, this is what they're you're making from each client, this is the revenue that you're generating. If we transition 75%, if we have 25% of your current clients leave, you're probably making 25% more than you were previously anyways, right? So almost every single time we've laid out the math, because of the additional revenue per client with semi-private versus what you were charging with group training, we know that we can take a number hit on total clientele and still revenue and still make the same revenue by transitioning a percentage of those total clients over. That right there helps a lot of gym owners just with the fear of oh my God, I can't do that. What if I lose everybody? Well, it's never happened and you're not going to.
Yeah.
But once we logically clear up some of that fear, then it just comes down to the steps, right? And like you said, from programming to scheduling to staffing, the communication, I think, is the biggest component for the success of that launch. And this is what we, to your point, this is exactly where we see most people kind of mail it in and think that, oh, it's just a different type of training. My clients understand it. Well, you barely understand it, let alone your clients. And so if you're not overly, and I mean overly communicating, not just putting it out there, but like, you got to drive this point home. This has to be the greatest thing since sliced bread for your clientele in order to make this really, the success of this really take off. I mean, you could end up with 90% plus of your current clients moving into this new thing if you do it correctly. And that's the whole premise of this podcast today.
And you could change your business overnight.
Yep.
Hey guys, as you know, at Built to Grow, we're all about systems and scalability. And that's why I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Semi-Private Pro. Several years ago, I was in our gym looking around and I noticed our coaches were staring at their clipboards, struggling to stay one step ahead of the clients. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way. So I tasked Zach, our fitness director, and I said, dude, we got to find a software that would enhance our clients' training experience and increase our coaches' levels of engagement. See, we're all about client experience here. After countless demos, we realized there was literally nothing designed for our training model. So we set out on a mission and I said, look, we got to create an app that is designed specifically for semi-private training. And I can tell you guys this firsthand, this is taking our training to new heights and I'm confident it can do the same thing for you. See, with Semi-Private Pro, you can streamline your training system, enhance client engagement, and scale like never before without spending hours on programming. To learn more about how you can get started with Semi-Private Pro, head on over to special link here, semiprivatepro.com/BTG. That's Built to Grow. So just head on over real quick to semiprivatepro.com/BTG to check out a demo for yourself.
Okay. So like if you do this the right way, you can double your revenue in a month.
Yep.
It's wild when you do it right. Now, large group training, you know, the best way to describe how when we used to run both is they can't be similar. They can't even be close to looking the same.
There you go.
The large group training, class-based style boot camp was for us high heart rate, metabolic conditioning. We had the MyZone. Music was different. The programming was way different. A lot of body weight, a lot of timed circuits, intervals, and the way you would kind of make it difficult for or harder or easier for somebody, we just change the weight. So if it's kettlebell swing, lighter kettlebell versus a heavier kettlebell, you're doing it for 30 seconds on, 10 seconds off anyway. So just that's how you would kind of scale to the difficulty. That's large group training. And the goal for that clientele is fat loss. Like we're going to burn fat, metabolic conditioning. That's kind of our goal over here. Boom. That's where we set you. And then over here on semi-private training, it was strength training. Reps, sets, different workouts for different people. That's the most important thing, right? The person next to you, might be doing a squat, but it's a completely different variation of the squat than you are. And, you know, it's personalized and we're slowing things down and we're really building muscle over here. When you do semi, the hardest gym to transition is when they take that strength training component and they lob it into the large group training model and they're over delivering over here and not even charging close to what they should be. That's a difficult transition because at the end of the day, it's like you kind of are doing that already,
yeah,
but just with more people. And you can't charge more for semi-private if you're doing it just with less people, the same workout. So for somebody that's over here in large group training, it's like over delivering, it's a longer phase approach. You got to start pulling out the deadlifts and the trap bars and the barbell work and all that stuff comes out of the large group training. It just disappears one day.
Yeah.
And just, you know, you just got to, it's a phase, right? Now we're all down to body weight stuff or, you know, maybe kettlebell work, that's fine. You know, over here in large group training, and then you introduce semi-private and all that strength training comes over to this side of the fence. So it's interesting because you look at gym owners themselves and the style of workouts that they do,
yep,
personally for themselves. It's over here in the semi-private world. It's the strength training work. That's where they find the benefit, right? They're not over there doing boot camps every day. They may jump into one or do a couple a week, but the foundation of their workouts is in strength training. And that's the funny thing about it is you yourself as a gym owner with a model of large group training, don't even believe in that model for yourself. It's for good for your clients, but not for you. Really, what's the difference?
Yeah.
Why is it better for that? Not good enough for you, but it's good enough for your clients. Like, shouldn't you be delivering the what you believe is the best product to your clientele? Well, that's over here in strength training and reps and sets and you know, progressions and tracking the weights and everything. And that's where semi-private pro really, yep, saves the day, is it's very difficult to do that one to many without software, without, yep, tools. Right. And that's why we developed semi-private pro to track our clients' progress, to track their workouts, the weights lifted, you know, videos. It's all in there. We built it for that. Now, many gyms are using it, but that's the key component. And when you have something like semi-private pro as a unique, you know, delivery mechanism, like, people can't compete with you.
No.
That doesn't exist. They don't have it because unless they bought it from us, you know what I mean? So it's an advantage. It's an unfair advantage, if you will, in your market when you have something so good over here in the strength training department, which you believe as the best. I mean, it makes almost no sense to stay in large group anymore.
Well, I mean, just the sake of, like, when we talk about the industry averages, when we talk about the length of stay for a large group training gym, and Orange Theory puts out that their own membership length is traditionally down to, it's about 3 months, and they're replacing their whole client base every 3 months. These guys have deep pockets. They're a massive brand. If they're doing that every 3 months, you better damn well believe that mom and pop doing large group is doing the same thing, mm-hmm, probably faster, right? A month and a half, 2 months in. Because they don't have the deep corporate pockets and the, you know, brand exposure and things like that, keeping people tied to the brand. Now, if that's just the playing field that you decide to operate on, you have to, what is your choice? What are you doing with that information, right? Going back to, I mean, even, you know, when we had Rick Mayo back on here, right? Talking about the old Wayne Gretzky, skating to where the puck is going, not to where it's at. If you want to be a leader in this industry, if you want to be the innovator in your community, if you want to be the one who's bringing the latest and greatest of what is known and what is available for the industry, if you're not doing strength training, you're way behind the eight ball right now. I mean, if you look at just the things that are taking off when it comes to, I mean, go to Instagram and look at fitness. It's not what it used to be 5 years
ago.
It's the exact opposite of that, right? It's strength training everywhere, right? It's muscle building. It's almost like there's that old bodybuilding pull coming back into general pop fitness everywhere, mm-hmm, but gym owners are sitting here and they're resistant to make that change or go attack where people are going, what the interest in the industry is, because they're in the seat doing what they've done for so long and they refuse to get out of their own way.
Well, it's hard work.
And it is
so
hard work.
So it's the difference of hard work by staying where you're at and continuing to struggle at this lower price point with heavy competition, or it's the hard work to change into a better model, semi-private, with strength training, with tools like Semi-Private Pro, with a higher price point, with less members. That's hard too. But like I'm over here. Like we've been over here forever, right? Like that's what we believe in. And that's what many of our clients believe in. And the ones that are really seeing the exponential growth for the last few years, they've moved into semi-private. And like I said, guys, there's a whole step-by-step process in doing this. We have like 7 clients going through this transition in their gym right now. Like their meetings were last week and it's like it's happening. And they're loving it. Their clients are sending them messages of like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, I can't believe this. You guys are innovating. I'm so glad to be a part of this community because of you guys. You're forging ahead. And that's the message that you deliver to your clients.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, if you guys go to, I think it's page 74 in Built to Win. I have a whole letter that how you can communicate this to your current clients. It's a variation of that when we teach our members.
Yeah.
It's in the book. Like we believe in it so much. I just gave it to you. Like that's a piece of like, it's one piece of the equation. But if you believe there's a better way, it's okay to say over the last 10 years, we thought we were doing, which we believed at the time was the best service that we can give you as our clientele. Now that we know a better way, it's our obligation to give you this because this is the best. And we, you know, not to say that we were doing was wrong. It's what we believed it was at the time. It's what we believed. You have the right to you have the right to change your mind, guys. Like you should change your mind over time as you learn more information.
Well, think about it from the client standpoint in that position. If you do the same thing for 10 years and you're not bringing something new to the table, do your clients look at you as the expert in the industry right now? Probably not. Mm-hmm. But if you're constantly educating them, bringing forward the latest and greatest of what you're learning, implementing that into the service that you provide, into the education that you're providing with them. Now they're hooked. Now they know that you have their best interest at heart. Now they know that you care about their results and you're willing to make changes to the business to support their clients' growth. And that's a huge part of it. You use that word obligation. The second that you became the resident expert in your local community for the health and fitness of your community, it is your obligation. Mm-hmm. And if you don't look, if you look at it like you're just going to show up and just collect a check from the people that are willing to pay you for the service that you have today, that probably has an expiration.
Oh yeah. It's going to go away over time.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes away. You just look at the numbers.
Well, right? I'm working with the gym owner right now. He's signing the lease for his new location, but we've been talking for about a week. He's coming in with our business accelerator. He found our podcast the day before we talked. So he heard our podcast, started listening to a bunch of stuff. They come from a group training background. He himself loves that style, probably CrossFit style workouts, things like that. The gym that they were going to open was going to be group training. After our first call, it was like, hey, you know, have you considered this? And we brought in the semi-private stuff. Mm-hmm. He continued to look into not only what we were providing, but looked into his community, looked at his competition, what other gyms were doing. All of these things. And he comes back to me like 3 days later, he goes, so we were, you know, based on our first conversation, like you kind of opened my eyes to like being willing to consider semi-private. He goes, now we're all in. Mm. Now we're not doing group training because not only do I believe what semi-private is a better delivery for the marketplace, but from the business side of things, there is nobody in my area that's doing it.
Good.
And it's beautiful. Yeah. Like that's where everybody wants to be, but yet gym owners are resistant to put their themselves out there to be first.
A lot easier to do it from the beginning than try to switch. But
absolutely.
But most every gym that we work with is in the process of switching because they've went down path one. Hey, look, guys, I started in a model that I no longer. We switched here. It wasn't like we did this day one. We did do semi-private training, not in the way we do it now, like 2010. Like it's been a long time, but we had large group training forever until like 16, 17. I don't know. I got to go back and look, but we changed. If I didn't change, we'd be out of business. I mean, it's just simple. And I see gyms going out of business all the time. There was an F45 over here, that opened up and closed like within 2 years in and out.
So did Orange Theory
closed. Which one?
The one that was over here. A it was Mayo? One of the first. Wasn't that the one of the first?
It was like the fifth one of the whole. They closed.
Yeah.
It doesn't. I mean, look, it doesn't surprise me. It's just evolution of the industry. Yeah. Just what it is.
Hey, successful gym owners. Is your gym on solid ground pulling in at least $30,000 per month? But you're wondering what's next? Well, we've got the answer for you. It's the Iron Circle. The Iron Circle is an exclusive growth community tailored specifically to gym owners just like you, those striving for the next level of success. We're all about real world knowledge and strategies to boost your business to new heights. To find out more, visit our website at ironcircle.net. It's the Iron Circle because you're not just running a gym, you are building a legacy. All right, let's get back to the show.
And what the cool thing is, when you move into semi-private training and you adopt strength training as the core foundational principles, because you gym owners, you believe in it. Trust me, I already know you do, because I do. I mean, I've always believed in it. The kicker here is, guys, that isn't going anywhere.
No.
I don't know how you replace any of strength training. Like, it's not a micro trend.
Right?
Right.
And that's a big difference. It's a core foundational belief of how we build muscle.
It's not a TRX. It's not a battle rope. It's not a kettlebell. It's freaking strength training. Like, you could use those tools.
Yeah.
And you're not putting all of your eggs into the tool back, into the micro trend. It's a macro foundation.
Correct.
It's not even a trend. It's the foundation. Like, it's the scientific backed everything.
Progressive overload, undulating periodization, all these things that are principles of the belief of creating change in the body, this speaks to it throughout every aspect of the training.
It's always been there, but these trends come and go. And it's funny, you always see these videos of, like, it says white women will do anything but lift weights because they're like jumping around on like pogo sticks and stuff. And it's funny.
I don't know why, hilarious.
I don't know why it has to be white women, but that's what typically it says. But at the end of the day, guys, pick up heavy things, put them over your head, lift them, put them down, repeat. There's nothing wrong with that. And it can be fun. I mean, I just sat here with a client. She's like, I love this gym, this strength training. It's what I need. It's what I love. By the way, guys, the pendulum is swinging way over to strength training right now, especially because of Ozempic and the GLP-1 drugs. Muscle wasting is not a secret. Everybody knows. In fact, you go into taking that drug knowing you're going to lose fat and muscle.
It's non-discriminatory.
And the kicker to this is the people taking it don't understand the repercussions of loss of muscle. Unfortunately, they're not educated by the doctor you're going to lose muscle, and by losing muscle, you have all these other effects and symptoms of muscle loss that are going to hinder your life for life if you don't strength train.
Yeah. Muscle, skeletal muscle mass is the number one deterrent for disease.
Yeah. And it's the longevity.
And longevity. Yeah.
It's, and you know it, gym owners, this isn't anything that you don't know, but what's cool is the pendulum's swinging that way and the mainstream is starting to get it. And I think this is a huge opportunity for gym owners that are living in this large group training, metabolic conditioning world that really want to go where the puck's going. It's been going this way for years, but hasn't passed you yet. Like the guy in the market, nobody's doing it in their market. And honestly, in this market, several, I would say.
Sure.
We're a more mature market.
Hyper-competitive, too.
Yeah, there's gyms every corner. So long story short is, guys, even if it's in your market already, you can do it better. You can build systems around it. Our accelerator program, Business Accelerator, is the ticket for you guys. So jump in on that program. Happy to help you guys get this thing off the ground, making money and building a better gym and better life for you and your clients.
Yeah, if you're listening and you're nodding your head and you don't do something to create the change for yourself, that's where, if it's going to fall on you. Like, you have to make the decision right now. If you agree with the things that we're saying and you're not changing your business to meet and match the direction things are going, that is on you. And that's going to be my hard push for you right now. Gym owners close their doors because they hold on to what was working way too long and try to compete in these arenas that they're just dissolving, as opposed to doing a different hard. It's hard not making money every month. It's hard trying to replace your current clientele because there's 5,000 different options for them to go, you know, do outside of your gym that to them is the same result. It's also hard making the transition to something new, but choose your hard. I would much rather choose a hard today that's got opportunity for the future than hold on to something that's where everybody can agree. Mm-hmm. It is it is just getting more and more difficult to compete in a group training arena, period.
Yep.
And you just have to make a different choice. But ultimately, you're the deciding factor on the success or failure of that gym. And if you're not focused on where the whole industry as a whole is going and the beliefs and your alignment with where the results need to be coming from, you gotta get back into alignment and start, you know, making the change today.
Yep. All right, guys. So if you need help with this business accelerator, the links can be in the show notes. Just click on that link, book a call. You'll talk to Randy and you'll see if this program's good for you. Hopefully that helps you guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.